See, we're up to letter 1628. This is in volume 6 of the Holy Letters of the Rebbe. And the date on this letter is Yud Aleph Sivan Tovshin Yud Beis. Here the Rebbe is addressing this letter to this person who was a rabbi, a learned man, and he found out that his wife was sick, and he became very, very upset, and it affected his learning, and it affected his ability to teach. And the Rebbe was trying to tell him that there's no reason, you know, while you got to do everything according to nature, but you should trust Hashem and leave it to the doctors to try to figure out the best way. Use your time and your energy to concentrate in Torah. Let's see inside. So the Rebbe says, Shalom uvracha, peace and blessing. The Rebbe says, I found out that your wife, He was in the hospital. The Rebbe says, I found out from his wife. It's not his wife was in the hospital. He was in his hospital. The Rebbe is saying, I found out from your wife about you being in the hospital and about your health, about your situation. And the Rebbe says, I was in pain to learn, to hear, that you've become depressed. And the Rebbe says, I'm surprised on your honor that I don't need to explain to you what the measure of bitachon, of trust is. Especially that you are from the people that have seen God's miracles openly and literally with eyes of flesh, you've seen Hashem's miracles. And you know that Hashem is the one, as we say in the Asher Yotzer, Rofe Kol Basar Gumafli Lasi. He heals all flesh and he does wonders. So this is surprising on top of a surprise. Why would you become so despondent? Rebbe continues and says, if you only will consider my words, so you should stop worrying, thinking about matters, medical matters. You trust Hashem, that Hashem will send you a very quick recovery, and set your mind that there is no basis to be down on yourself, God forbid. There's no basis for that. Although one needs to make a vehicle in the ways of nature, you have to make a natural means. That means that you must keep the instructions of the doctors, but you need to make a separation between these two matters, which means that when it comes to matters of medicine, of medical, you need to occupy only your power of doing. Do as they tell you. But the power of thought and reflection, since you're not a doctor and you have a part in the study of Torah, you must use those energies, those powers, only in Torah and mitzvahs. And all the give and take and the various figuring out medical matters, that doesn't belong to you. So it's a waste of time that you are doing that, that you're paying attention to that. And therefore, since we don't need you to figure out the medical situation, that's not your area, so you can use your intellect in another subject, which, and to me, that's the occupation of Torah. And that means if you're not using it for Torah, then it's lacking over there. So you're using your mind. So in other words, there's two things that come up over here. First, there is lacking in the other area because you're preoccupied with other issues and it's superfluous, it's extra in the other area, in the area of medicine. So the Rebbe says, if you will reflect, even for a short while, in all the above, so you will, your heart will rejoice that Hashem gave you the privilege, that you have the ability to occupy yourself in Torah. You should add additional force in it. You should illuminate your four cubits. That's called the Dalet Amos. And four cubits can also mean, the Rebbe brings down, from the ruling of our sages, that can also be considered the entire city, which is considered like your four cubits. You know, we talk about when you're not allowed to walk out more than 2,000 amas, but your city is considered like your area. So you do that, you illuminate them with the light of mitzvah, the light of Torah, and the luminary of Torah, which is the teaching of Chassidus. The Rebbe says, I hope that these words, my words, will be accepted by you, and you should engrave in your heart the instruction of the Baal Shem Tov on the verse, serve God with joy. Ivdu as Hashem b'simcha. Serve God with joy. And the Rebbe concludes with a blessing for good health, and I look forward for good news. So this is how the Rebbe is encouraging him to not to think too much, because usually when you overthink, it also brings you to outcomes of depression or feelings of helplessness, and that's not good, especially when you need to devote your time for positive things. And the Rebbe compliments him that he's able to devote his time to the study of Torah.